Mercy Darkon has more.
It is estimated that about $1.25 trillion are paid in bribes annually across the globe, with developing countries losing about $170 billion annually to tax evasion. To this end, Transparency International is championing the call for a global registry of all beneficial ownership information in order to break the vicious cycle of impunity that hidden ownership allows. Thus, they believe will increase financial transparency and help reduce corrupt practices such as money laundering and tax evasion. Ghana, as a signatory to international EITI implementing countries, is also mandated to put in place a beneficial ownership regime that will ensure transparency and accountability. Vice President Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia said Ghana has made progress in that regard. However, more will be done to ensure that companies declare their real owners without compromising their security.
Ghana, compared to her compatriots, has made tremendous progress after last year's summit in London, and the Companies Act has been amended, Act 920, to make provisions for beneficial ownership in Ghana. The Ghanaian government recognizes the huge financial implications of this commitment to our already constrained fiscal space. However, we are resolved to make the needed resources available for Ghana to put in place an effective and efficient beneficial ownership regime. I wish to also reiterate full commitments of our government to provide the needed resources with the support of our development partners to ensure the full implementation of those commitments, which include beneficial ownership, contract transparency in commodity markets, preventing the facilitation of corruption, transparency in the procurement process, just to mention a few. It must be recognized that in this process, where the identities and detailed information of politically exposed persons and their families will be made publicly accessible, to the issue of security will be very key. As much as the information on politically exposed persons is very important and critical, we must also be mindful that we don't compromise the security of these people to the extent where they could become easy targets for criminal activity.
The workshop follows commitments made by Ghana, Nigeria, and Kenya at the anti-corruption summit in May last year to establish a public beneficial ownership register with support from Transparency International. Lindo Foriquafo is the executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative.
Because we have a new government that has promised so much when it comes to corruption and how they will work towards its eradication, one of such is the establishment of the independent state prosecutor, and we are looking forward to that. As to what we can do to minimize corruption in Ghana, we want to suggest, from the Ghana Integrity Initiative's point of view, it is sanction, sanction, sanction. The holidays are over. Any government that is serious and committed to the fight against corruption, which your government has promised, would take enforcement of law seriously and sanction of perpetrators seriously.
The workshop brought together representatives from Ghana, Nigeria, and Kenya, including representatives from civil society, the private sector, and government agencies.